Good morning.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. How about yourself?
Good, good. Yeah, I went to go check out The Great Wall yesterday.
Yeah, so The Great Wall, okay, this is the film we're going to be reviewing first off this morning. Well, first off, the only film we're going to be reviewing this morning. So tell us, for those of us who might have just tuned in or haven't heard about this one, haven't turned on a telly, what exactly is this one about?
So Matt Damon's character goes to the Great Wall of China in the Song Dynasty, so a couple hundred years ago, a couple thousand, I think, to go and try and get some gunpowder, because that's not something that's available in the West, and to solicit a trade. So then he goes to the Great Wall, and then unfortunately they're besieged by monsters called the Tao Teis, which is like a creature from mythical China, like one of the mythical Chinese creatures.
Okay, because the idea is the Great Wall was not built to keep out the Huns, as has been previously reported. It was built
or
to keep
the
out
rabbits.
All the rabbits, yeah. Lots of rabbits in China.
Yeah.
It was built to keep out these horrible lizard creatures.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a science fiction film. They didn't really go into the history of the Great Wall, but it just sort of served like that purpose to keep the scary lizard rabbits out, basically. But yeah, so the movie, I think, was a bit underwhelming, to be honest. So I was expecting something crazy, but it ended up being a bit like they arrive when they're besieged by monsters, they go back, little bit of dialogue, monsters come back again, they fight them off, and then so on, and then it keeps going on until the monsters inevitably dig underneath the wall and then escape and then run off.
Spoiler alert there.
Well, it's a bit of a
predictable plot.
It's a predictable plot. Like, it can't keep doing that the whole movie. But yeah, it's unfortunately, it's got a really predictable plot. Like, I got it in the first 10 minutes. The CGI itself is good, though.
Look, we were debating this off mic as well a little bit, but one of the reasons this one seemed to stir up, I don't know if you'd call it interest, but certainly a little bit of controversy, was the casting of Matt Damon in the lead role. This is ostensibly a story about China, about Chinese history, even if it takes a couple of liberties along the way, and yet it's all framed through the perspective of, as I say, the classic straight white male. I suppose he's not an American. It's the Song Dynasty. There was no...
Yeah, there was no America.
Unless he was going to be a Native American making the trip, that probably wasn't going to happen. But okay, so he's not American, but straight white male protagonist.
Yeah, well, I felt that it sort of went out of its way to try and dispel the mighty whitey trope, basically. And, you know, the whites come in and save the day, because in his little group, there's also a Spaniard with him. So the movie does a bit of Chinese, English, as well as Spanish as well, because he likes speaking in Spanish, to my pleasure, because I like hearing people on film speaking in Spanish, basically. But and so, like, he's not with, like, a white group of people. Not only that, but the third, like, Western character that's in the film ends up dying halfway through out of his own, like, he's not there to try and save the day. And not only that, but he and the main general, female general that's looking after the wall, are given, like, equal time, you know, they're given equal time during the film to develop their characters and for dialogue and so on. Because I feel like it's the director and the writers are trying to do a film, like, uniting the East and Western, like, main characters, basically. So then they're given, like, equal screen time, they're given equal importance during the film. And not only that, but when the European character played by Matt Damon is captured early in the film, because obviously they don't know what he's, you know, up to, he even admits that the army defending the Great Wall, even though they're up against, like, a crazy amount of monsters, they're not, like, completely useless, or they're not useless at all. Like, they know what they're doing. And his involvement early in the film is very minimal. Like, he helps out the main female general, the main Chinese lead, but, like, he's not there to save the day. he just sort of joins her little entourage to try and stop the monsters.
And you're telling me he doesn't save the day towards the end? He's not pivotal in the final battle?
Actually, she does.
Okay, I find that a little bit shocking. But, you know, it does kind of fall into a lot of these controversies. We've seen it again with Scarlett Johansson and the upcoming live-action Ghost in the Shell, which I must admit I'm quite looking forward to. Really liked the original anime and such. But we've seen it before in... Keanu Reeves, 47 Ronin. We've seen Dances with Wolves. Avatar had it, but it was in space. You know, it was Dances with Wolves in space. It was all these kind of things. I mean, the controversy around it, do you feel the controversy was at least a little bit justified?
Justified via the advertisements, because sometimes they don't really try and explain, like try and avoid these controversies. You know, like they don't have the time in the 30 seconds in the advertisement to say, this isn't going to be another, you know, white guy goes to like the Eastern world and then saves the day, or like goes to some other foreign land and saves the day. They couldn't, you know, try and avoid that in the 30 seconds they have for the advertisement campaign. So, but that's like, maybe it was unintentional. Maybe they didn't intend for people to take the ads that way. I don't know.
Well, unintentional or not, it does seem a little bit tone deaf in this day and age. But
overall, the film, like, despite me, you know, defending the film based on the controversy, I still don't think that the film is worth watching. It's very underwhelming. It's very predictable. Mm. Like, you've seen it in 101 other action films, you know, like Base Under Siege films. If you've seen this, a Base Under Siege film, like The Thing, you've seen, you know, basically most of The Wall anyway.
All right, well... Kevin giving it a bit of a thumbs down. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Great Wall, probably, you know, a little bit too by the book, a little bit too paint by numbers to really go out of your way to see. I'll probably see it because I like dumb action films, but I won't be seeing it at the theatres. I'll probably wait for it to come out on Netflix or the like. The Great Wall, Matt Damon, a little bit of controversy. It's kind of like the reverse. Really the reverse of history. White men rock up to a foreign country and actually make everything better for the natives. It's like a reverse of how history has actually worked up until this point. Thank you very much, Kevin. That was Kevin.